Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Tack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. Scott Cuddy makes it through and stays on the air, which is not always the easiest of tasks. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, you got an iPhone. You got an iPoppy. You got an iWatch. You got an iTablet. You got an And an Android. So all you got to do is go to the platforms that all you need to do is download. It's very easy. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. It's all there for you. /talk, listen live, and boom, we're right there with the Sports Attack. We realize we only get you a couple minutes a day, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, hour tops if you're driving around in traffic, no matter where you are in the country. So I want you listening to us. I want you listening to me specifically on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And you know, that's the way to go about doing it. If you're already settled in at your desk, which many of you are at this point in time, well, you know, you can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button. We're right there. Changes galore going on. Craig Carton's going to join the crew on the following Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. So we'll have a little fun with him. He's going to be on from 9 a.m. until 12 a.m. Eastern time. That's 6 until 9 Pacific for those of you who can't figure out time zones. And he's going to join the crew. It'll be an awful lot of fun. So make sure you tune in when that happens as well. But for us, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Now, look, most important for us is the relationship we have with the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. So if you see somebody in a uni, thank them, and then be on your way, because they're doing the dirty work, what we get to do, the white-collar stuff, all right? Let's step aside right here. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's L-I-K-E to 42424.
At the 20 on first and 10, handoff bounces off the first and swerves near left, 15, 10, 5, hops into the end zone, touchdown! Aaron Jones, 20 yards, and the Packers take it 26-20 in overtime over Tampa Bay. The playoff hopes alive and a Lambeau leap for Aaron Jones.
Jared Goff looks to the sidelines for Sean McVay. Play clock is down to 7. He is Gurley next to him in the backfield. Trips to the near side. Play clock down to 2. Now 1. He'll take the snap. Drops back to pass. Looks right. Dances right. Points right. Throws to the middle. Pass is complete to Reynolds. Back of the end zone. Touchdown Los Angeles. It is now 16-7 with 4:22 to play here in the first half.
Now more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Robin's out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And as the NFL goes around solving the problems of the world, one press conference at a time, they had another one yesterday, and Roger Goodell and various different people who are on the committee, you know, committees, blazers with people who really don't get too much done overall. Looks like they actually got something done this time around. After a bunch of rumor and speculation that the NFL was not going to have any kind of policy set for sitting, kneeling, dissing, approving, whatever, of the national anthem for 2018, they actually came up with a policy. And what they're going to do is this, and this was unanimous. They worked out a compromise. And, of course, the full-blown left is not happy about it. The full-blown right is not happy about it. What they're doing is this. If you're out there for the national anthem and you're on the sidelines, you need to stand and not kneel. If you don't want to be out there, stay in the locker room. Because if you don't, and you protest on the sideline, you drop to a knee, you raise a fist, whatever the circumstances are, the NFL is going to fine the team, and the player is going to get fined as well. That's basically what it comes down to. Now, this was unanimous by the people on the committee. However, the players were not involved on the committee, and this is where I have issue. Jed York abstained from voting. He's the owner of the San Francisco 49ers. He said in part due to the lack of player participation in the decision-making process. Now, what Roger Goodell said was this. The policy adopted today was approved in concert with the National Football League's ongoing commitment to local communities in our country, one which is extraordinary in scope, resources, and alignment with our players. We're dedicated to continuing our collaboration with players to advance the goals of justice and fairness in all corners of our society. It was unfortunate the on-field protests created a false perception among many thousands of NFL players that many thousands of NFL players are unpatriotic. This is not and was not the case. Now, Malcolm Jenkins said that he wasn't happy. He said, look, what the NFL players' owners did today was thwart the players' constitutional right to express themselves and use our platform to draw attention to social injustices and racial inequality in our country. Everybody loses when voices get stifled. Okay. Here's the reality. It's all about money. All right? It's all about money. What happened was the ratings took a dip at one point, double digits, before they rebounded towards the end of the season. Attendance dropped. People got to doing other things on Sunday other than sitting around watching football. Jersey sales dropped. Memorabilia dropped. Everything dropped. The protest hit the owners square in the wallet. And what the players don't realize, and there are many players who are completely legitimate about wanting to protest for social justice, perceived, ill-perceived, whatever the circumstances are, this isn't the platform to debate that. What they are doing in the long term is hurting their own bottom line, because salaries will not go up. They will run parallel, and then they will start to dip if the NFL continues to lose advertising revenue. That's what it comes down to. Now, the players who made a statement, including Chris Long, said exactly that. He said, the owners don't love America more than the players demonstrating and taking real action to improve it. It also lets you, the fan, know where our league stands. I'll be committed to attending, effecting change with my platform. I've always somebody that looked at the anthem as a declaration of ideals, including the right to peaceful protest. Our league continues to fall short on this issue. Well, you know, it's a fair argument. Now, quite frankly, I think it's much ado about nothing in that as the league went on and as the season went on last year, less and less people were protesting. They just were. And there was really no issue with that. What they tried to do was come up with a compromise. And when you try to compromise, there's always unhappy people on both sides. It's literally what it comes down to. Now, you know, is it right? Is it wrong? A lot of the owners weighed in. Jets owner CEO Chris Johnson said, I said to support the players wherever we land as a team. Our focus is not on imposing any club rules, fines, or restrictions. Try to work closely with the players, blah, 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 blah. Shad Khan owns the Jags, said we all want the same thing, respect for the nation and the flag, focus on the game, and a pledge to advancing social justice that'll be absolute and stand for the test of time. You know, everybody's going to chip in with this. They're all talking about being proactive in the community. That $100 million fund that they set up is starting to be instituted. But it hasn't gone to the point where everybody's going, okay, neighborhoods are improving and everything else. You know, money talks, BS walks. Simple as that. Now, because of the compromise, there's controversy. There is, because the hardcore people, like I said, on both sides, are not going to be happy. Unfortunately, and this is typical of the National Football League, by not getting out in front of this last year and a year before, and it taking them 2 years, really, to come up with a platform where they said, okay, this works. And by the way, excluding the players, which is where I have an issue as well. It's you know, as we're fond of saying on this show, the crap's already out of the horse, and you can't put it back in. And the other thing that's going to happen, too, with this is if the players do decide to follow, quote unquote, follow the rules, then every player that's in the locker room is going to be targeted when they come running out onto the field, because the anthem will end. They're going to be in the tunnel. And as soon as the anthem ends, it's going to be players X, Y, and Z from both teams, and they're going to get targeted anyway. So to me, it solves nothing. Nothing. In the long term, will this die down? Yeah, probably, because the fans won't see the visual of somebody kneeling or putting a fist up on the sidelines. Now, these guys may run out of the tunnel with fists raised, but theoretically, so long as it's not during the national anthem, they can't get fined. And if they do, they'll fight it. But again, ass backwards. It's what the National Football League does. They've done it forever. They continue to do it. And again, this was something that was put together by the owners that completely left the players out of it, which I find absolutely astounding that they would go down that road, considering it was the players who were front and center on this. But this is typical of the NFL. What's typical about this is when we get to a really good point where we want to continue the conversation, we got to step out. We'll be back right after this.
First and goal at the four. Now McCaffrey to the left of Newton. He'll shift to the right and back to the left. Along the left hash, Newton gets the shotgun snap. Play action. Fires for the end zone. Juggling catch is made by Devin Funchess for the touchdown. Newton had a little spice on that throw as he zipped it to Funchess, who juggled it but secured it. And the Panthers an extra point away from tying this one up.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, the anthem issue has been decided. Okay, at least by the owners. Trump considers it a victory. The players consider it a loss. And the NFL, as usual, is in the middle diddling. So, you know, where does it go? Where does it go? Bottom line, it's all about money. It's all about ratings. And it's image. I mean, this comes right down to, and we'll get to Reuben Foster in a minute, but this comes down to exactly what the National Football League's been going through for years now. First, it was drugs. Then it was domestic violence. Then it was concussions and CTE. Then it was more domestic violence. Then the anthem got thrown in. Then the soccer moms got involved, and it was all about whether or not I'd let my kid play. Well, there's no mystery here as to what's going down with this. This is strictly dollars and cents. The players know this. And the Roger Goodell looks like hypocrites again. And that's the thing. You know, they were trying to talk about the fund. Bill Bidwell mentioned it. Art Rooney II mentioned it. And they were talking about the fact that, well, we're looking to advance the cause of social justice and work within our neighborhoods. And okay, great. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I'll take people at their word. And they're trying to put that fund together, and they want it to be somewhere around $100 million and supposedly spend it in the communities. But, I mean, you got 30 teams, 32 teams. Was it $3.2 million apiece in the communities? Okay, that's fine. But, you know, what's that going to do? Two football fields? You go build a library? What are you going to do? See, this is always the problem, and this is what societally where we run into issues anyway is just, well, okay, there's a problem. Let's throw money at it. Now, we don't know where the money's going. We don't know how it's going to be spent. We don't know who's going to be in charge of it. We don't know if it's going to be a slush fund, which usually ends up being the case. See, this is my problem with stuff like this. Idealistically, it's all well and good that people want to do this kind of stuff. They want to give back to the community, and I get it. I think the players are legitimate when it comes to this. They want to fight what they perceive as social injustice. They want to spend money in the community. They want to revitalize towns and cities and all this stuff. But the question is, who watches the money? Who is in charge of the money? Are you appointing a lawyer? Is there an overseer? Is it an arbiter? Who's in charge? How much are they getting? Where does that money go? You know, is it going to some schlock outfit in the community? The outreach center for informed justice and civil rights and blah, 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 blah. And then you turn out it's basically a storefront, and whoever's running a storefront ends up with all the money in their pocket.
This is where the National Football League perpetually falls short. This is why, and I'll even take it to the United Way. Now, for a long time, the United Way charities were basically the image of the National Football League. Every time you saw any kid perched on a lap and, you know, talking to a football player and a big Hulk, you know. And it turned out that there was not a whole lot of money getting distributed. You know? And they got called out on it. Got called out on it big time. But they've improved significantly after getting called out. Because their percentage at one point in time was like, I don't know, 20% going to actual people. You know, it was going to the planes and trains and automobiles and, you know, all those kind of stuff. But they're way better than what they used to be. Now, according to Charity Watch, about 79% of the money is going to charity. They took in $61 million last year. 9% accounts for fundraising, and 3% goes to operating costs. That's a hell of a lot better than it used to be. A lot better than it used to be. So, you know, and, you know, back in 2002 was when this really all started to fall apart for them. And they've gotten much better. Much better. But it took basically a scandal to get them there. And it was really bad for a while. And then there's also criticism of who they support, you know, where they distribute their money. But that's, you know, to me, that's nitpicking because that's always going to go in that direction. You know, there's always going to be a charity or a nonprofit that somebody's not happy that money's going in that direction. It could involve Planned Parenthood. It could involve, you know, PUSH. It could be anything. That happens. But with this quote-unquote social justice outreach that they're looking to do, got to account for the money. Where's the money going? Who's taking the money? Where's the money going to be? And it's important because I can guarantee you we will be revisiting on this show 5 years from now the fact that some money went to some schlock outfit in Chicago. And all the money got peed away, and nobody got help by it. And it's going to happen in other cities as well. I can guarantee it. So, you know, every time I see one of these press conferences, I know what I see and I know what I hear, but I also know what reality is. And that's what they never address when they start talking about this stuff. You know, Malcolm Jenkins said, well, he was encouraged with the fact that the fund was set up and money's going to go. Yeah, okay, Malcolm, where's the money going? Did you ask that question? Did you ask how it's going to be monitored? Did you ask how it's going to be distributed? Ask the people in Haiti how that's working out. Equipment still sitting on the docks, rusting. People still living in shacks. As far as I can tell, quite frankly, the only charity that did any good down there is Sean Penn's. And I never thought I'd be saying anything good about Sean Penn. But he put his money where his mouth is. He spends about half the year down there. trying to help those people. And he did a hell of a lot more than the Bush Clinton Foundation or any other charity that went in there, because the crap's still sitting on the docks and they're not rebuilding houses. Well, if they're going to rebuild Chicago or rebuild Detroit or rebuild Cleveland or D.C., and they're going to sink money into the neighborhoods, they damn well better know where the money's going. Because if they don't, they're going to be dealing with the same bleeping problems. And it's going to be a giant slush fund for people who are looking to rip off the poor, which is what it always happens. I swear nothing ticks me off more. Now, in similar news involving Image and all that kind of good stuff, Reuben Foster had his charges dismissed, the two felonies. Judge Nona Kippen, determined there wasn't enough evidence for the domestic violence portion of the case to move forward. And the judge reduced Foster's assault weapon charge from a felony to a misdemeanor. They got a pretrial hearing. The gun was purchased lawfully. So we'll see what happens. NFL spokesman, in their inimitable way, said, "We continue to monitor all developments in the matter." Okie dokie. And they're welcoming him back tomorrow. Now, again, this is a guy they took a flyer up on. They traded back up into the first round to get this guy. This guy was a top 10 talent who fell because of character issues. But they're welcoming him back with open arms on the assumption that the NFL isn't going to do anything. We will see. We're also going to see a commercial right at this particular minute, so let's hit the exit ramp. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the NFL talk, starting with Reuben Foster, and be on our merry way down the sports highway right after this brief timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware.
There's one spring house guest that nobody wants: ants. Springtime is ant time, and ants come marching one by one, hurrah, into your home, and in search of food. One of my favorite products to help eradicate these pests is Bonide Revenge Ant Bait Stations. You set out these traps near the entry point and watch them flock to the sweet liquid and kill off the colony. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, like the latest from Weber, Traeger, and more. And right now, get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grill brands $399 and up. Get the right grill delivered right to your house. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale, happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details. Propane tank not included.
Garoppolo in the shotgun, two receivers right, one to the left. High to the left of Garoppolo. He waits on the snap. He's got it. Garoppolo back to throw. Fires over the middle. That's caught by Kittle. Dives for the end zone and in for the touchdown.
Newton on first down, throwing over the middle. It's high, deflected and intercepted by Keanu Neal. Neal veering right to the 30-yard line at the 25, twisted down at the 23. Cam Newton was looking for Greg Olsen. The ball tipped in the air. Keanu Neal plucks it out of the air. Second pick thrown by Cam Newton and an absolute dagger to the Panthers' chances of coming back in Atlanta.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Let's get it done here with the National Football League. We'll move on to bigger and better things. But Reuben Foster basically has been cleared of everything. The misdemeanor firearm charge is going to go away, I believe, because of the fact that he purchased the gun legally. You know, I don't know what they're going to do, how they're going to try to justify this. The Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office knew damn well they didn't have a case, so they cut it loose. And their office put out a statement basically saying that the judge was wrong and there was evidence that demonstrated Mr. Foster seriously hurt his girlfriend. And they said that, and this is the DA's office, saying that recantation is common among domestic violence victims. Some are scared, some feel guilty, some are coerced, some need money. Whatever the cause, we move forward. When victims falsely recant, because we know if we aren't, more victims will be hurt. Our commitment to domestic violence survivors is unwavering. Look, you can put lipstick on the pig any way you want. I'm not calling a woman a pig. I'm calling a case a pig. The fact of the matter is she made it up. She got into a fight with a road rage incident. And then once she had the bruises, blamed it on Reuben Foster. All right, so give me a break with this stuff. You got real domestic violence. You got women who are getting beat up. Go after the sons of bitches that do it. I have no problem with it. But every time some woman does this, they not only hurt the cause of women who are really suffering from domestic violence, they're also destroying the lives of innocent men. And men now within the justice system do not get the benefit of the doubt. They're presumed guilty before they ever go to trial or before a case is built. And that is just flat out effed up. You know, what they need to be doing here, quite frankly, is going after the girl that made the charges and at least put her in jail for a month and let her get a little taste of what she was preparing to do to Reuben Foster. I'm not saying this guy is a saint. He's not. He's got a checkered past. But in this particular instance, I mean, she got in a fight with somebody on the road and then tried to pin it on him because he broke up with her. And her gravy train came to a halt. Jeez Louise. You just can't let that happen. You really can't. I mean, come on. So he'll be back with the 49ers. We'll see what the league does. I mean, they're going to get copies of the reports from the DA's office, and they're going to bring in Foster for an interview. But, you know, this is one of those instances where you got to let it go. You got to let it go. Arizona, New Orleans, they got chosen as a Super Bowl host unanimously. Arizona gets it in 2023. New Orleans in 2024. I haven't suggested in the National Football League enough with the bleeping Roman numerals. Okay? Please, stop. You're confusing me. You're giving me a headache. I'm not Roman. I don't speak Italian. 52? I don't know what the hell it is. And 53? Is that it? No, can't be. No, it's 57 and 58. L is 50. VII is 7. Carry to 2. Divide by 6. Yeah. Arizona gets it in 2023. New Orleans gets it in 2024. Okie doke. That's cool. They're both good cities. Gail Benson gets to do a little tribute to Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy. And that'll be good. Be the 11th Super Bowl in New Orleans. I mean, come on. Does it get any better than that? I mean, I like Phoenix, but please. Getting all licked up in New Orleans and, you know. I don't, Kansas City, you can't roll the dice on. You don't know what you're going to get. Same with Nashville. I, the great New York experiment from a few years ago, they realized how lucky they were. Literally the Monday after the Super Bowl, there was a blizzard. Had it happened 24 hours earlier, the entire Super Bowl would have been a disaster. They're never going to revisit that again. You know, I've seen suggestions for Denver, Pittsburgh, Cincy. Hey, come on, Philly, you can't do it. You can't do it. You could do it in Indianapolis, but it's not a big enough market. They do it in Detroit occasionally. I think there's one coming up there now. I don't know. But it's the warm weather sites are the way to go. Because, look, this is not only the reward for the teams, it's the reward for the fans as well. So they're going to do that. Nashville's getting the draft next year. That's cool. That's going to be fun. Because what they're doing is everybody's putting their flavor on the draft. You know, Dallas tried to do it this year. I didn't like the juice in Dallas this year. They did the whole outside experience, but when you're in the stadium and the stadium's sealed off, it could have been in Madison Square Garden or anywhere else. I like it when they pick a building. And they do it there, and they set up the experience outside of the stadium. But with Jerry Jones's Pleasure Palace, there was no way that was going to happen. So I'll be curious to see if Nashville learns its lesson, because they have a really historic downtown area. It sounds like they're going to do it in the city as opposed to at the stadium. And I think that's going to be a mark for a better experience involving everybody. So that'll be fun. And I'm glad for Music City. You know, it's going to have a country flavor to it. I would imagine a lot of the entertainment will be pretty decent big name stars from the country music world. And it'll play out. You know, should be a good time. And speaking of Arizona and the Super Bowl and all that kind of good stuff, Josh Rosen, well, according to his head coach, it's not an outside shot or a long shot that he ends up being the starter. Steve Wilkes said, every time I hear Steve Wilkes, I think of Jerry Springer. The best 11 are going to play. Sam's a starter, and when he's healthy, he's great, but everybody competes. And it's a legitimate thing. I mean, Sam Bradford's a terrific quarterback. He plays on one leg. It's not a question of when he will get, if he'll get hurt. It's when he gets hurt. They're not going to let Mike Glennon play. He's there strictly to back up. He's not even mentioned in the conversation. And Josh Rosen will be playing. So, yeah, he's getting first string snaps. So, you never know how it's going to play out in the land of the National Football League. Truly. So, as we move to the NBA, we're going to have the couple of stories that, well, you know, quite frankly, I could live without, but Boston beating Cleveland, which is no big deal because you expect them to do it on their home court. But there was an incident involving Sterling Brown from the Bucks, who's suing the Milwaukee Police Department. And they were questioning him over a potential parking violation back in January, and they used a stun gun on him. He got an apology from the police chief. He was told to remove his hands from his pockets. He said, "Leave me alone, I got stuff in my hands." Whatever that meant. They felt he was trying to hide something. I mean, they didn't. Community relations are horrible right now. Cops are scared because they're getting shot. Minorities are scared because they're getting picked on. It's not good. The only thing I can say, and I'm not taking sides in this, is just when a policeman asks you to do something, just do it. Sometimes they don't ask, they tell. But just do it. You're better off. Because, I mean, it could have turned out worse. He wouldn't show his hands. And when you don't show your hands, you know what's going to happen. So, just hate to see stuff like that happen. You really do. As I said, Boston took care of the Boston took care of the Cavaliers. You got a 3-2 series. What is it? 2-2 now? Yeah, now 3-2. Series lead with Boston. And, you know, look, this has been home court all the way. So, realistically, series hasn't started yet because nobody's hit home court yet. LeBron's still having a monster game, but again, no support. Kevin Love in double figures, and everybody else didn't get there. Tatum in the 20s, Brown near 20. Marcus Morris playing good defense. Marcus Smart, 5-9. 13 points. You know, for your 96-83 final. Good job by Boston. They continue to get it done. And as long as you're holding serve, that's a beautiful thing. Because they're going to run out. So, series will go back to Cleveland. Cleveland will try to hold serve and bring it to a Game 7. You don't bet against LeBron on a Game 7, but then again, they're not winning on the road, so we'll see. Let's head out right now. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Back clock down to 4. Tatum on the move. Tatum's got to put it up. Just gets it off the top and nails it. Jason Tatum with 17.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All right, you're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Appreciate everybody listening. And by the way, if you haven't noticed at the beginning of the show and in the end of the show this hour, you're hearing a little bit of different music. A little Stranglehold, Ted Nugent, which is a nice thing. A little zip to the show. So I want to thank everybody out there who did all the production work on that. Appreciate it. Little addition of the sound. So this is a good thing. And, you know, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, and it's been all over the trades, but I don't expect you to be reading the trades. On May 29th, Craig Carton is going to be on the air at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network from 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, until 12 noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So that'll be cool. That starts the 29th of May, day after Memorial Day. He'll hit the ground running, and we'll have fun. Yes, the Attack's still going to be on the air in a place to be determined, probably earlier. But we want to welcome Craig on board. He's an immense talent, and it's going to be a very entertaining show moving forward. There'll be more and more detail coming out. There'll be a bunch of promos you'll be hearing here on the network, but just wanted to talk about it a little bit. I'll be talking about it leading up, the days leading up to the show. So, you know, this is a beautiful thing. Now, you know, as far as the series goes with Boston and Cleveland, you know, again, when you're holding serve, the series really hasn't started yet. Problem now for Cleveland is if Boston breaks serve, they're done. And it'll be 4-2, and the Celtics will be off to the finals. The Celtics just don't crack. They're ready. It's their time. They're ready.
It's their time to get out of the East. They're ready. Now, LeBron still may have something to say about it, because Lord knows he hasn't taken his foot off the accelerator, but it's Boston's turn. You're seeing a changing of the guard when it comes to the East. Boston's ready to roll. And we're ready to roll to the news, so make sure you stay tuned and hope you enjoyed this hour. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.